USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hurricane Dorian is battering North Carolina's Outer Banks after making landfall over Cape Hatteras. The National Hurricane Center says Dorian's maximum sustained winds are near 80 miles an hour. The government's August job report shows the economy created around 30,000 fewer jobs than analysts had expected. Here's USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
This was a closely watched report as investors were looking for any insight into the status of the U.S. economy. Eleni Kara-George is with the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Payroll employment rose by 130,000 in August, and the unemployment rate was unchanged at 3.7%. The unemployment rate for blacks at 5.5% is the lowest on record. Employment in federal government rose, largely reflecting the hiring of temporary workers for the 2020 census.
In July, 159,000 jobs were added. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Facebook. Facebook is expanding its new local alert tool nationally by the end of the year. Local Alerts enables local governments and first responders to communicate urgent information when it directly affects people in their community or requires them to take action, such as road closures, blackouts, or natural disasters. Jimmy O'Keefe is the product marketing manager at Facebook.
When authorities mark posts as local alerts, Facebook greatly amplifies their reach so that people living in an affected community are more likely to see them. Facebook sends notifications to people living in the affected area and also shows that information on Today In, a new place on Facebook for local news, community information, and conversations between neighbors.
Over the past year, information officers from over 350 local governments have used local alerts in a range of everyday emergencies, including flash flood warnings, mandatory evacuations, and 911 outages. For more, visit facebook.com/help/publisher/local alerts.
A Seattle woman is pleading not guilty in connection with the Capital One data breach that exposed the information of more than 100 million customers. Paige Thompson pleaded not guilty to federal wire fraud and computer fraud charges in a U.S. District Court on Thursday. A former entertainment news show host is getting a second chance. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
He says after years of trying to find an entirely different career, he decided to say,
"Open that door and let me back in."
3 years after being fired by NBC when an Access Hollywood tape from 11 years ago emerged showing him laughing at lewd remarks made by President Trump, Billy Bush is heading back to TV. He'll start hosting X on Monday. Bush, who is related to the presidents of the same last name, had just begun as a host on Today when he was fired by the network. Extra's executive producer says, quote, "Life is about second chances."
This is USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Former school teacher and author Rebecca Fredericks is not happy with California's new lenient suspension policy, as she believes it's a danger to the school environment. Fredericks, who's also the author of a new book titled Standing Up to Goliath, Battling State and National Teachers Unions for the Heart and Soul of Our Kids and Country, joins Fox News and says not many teachers that she speaks with are happy with some of these new rules.
Well, I have a big problem with this because it's dangerous. About 70% of teachers nationwide are against these lenient suspension policies because they are causing a dangerous situation on our campuses. I highlight a teacher, Aaron Benner, from Minnesota, in my book, Standing Up to Goliath. Aaron witnessed on his campus as an elementary boy punched a little girl in the face, knocking her out cold. That little boy received no consequences. That little girl's parents were not notified. And when Aaron called the parents, he was disciplined by his administrators for interfering. This is not how we take care of children in our classrooms and our campuses. This is not how we're going to be able to teach children well.
And finally, the NFL season kicked off on Thursday night with the Chicago Bears losing to the Green Bay Packers 10-3. NBC had some solid ratings, as well as 19.5 million people watched the game. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.